Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 1st, 2024, from 1 John chapter 4. The confidence of eyewitnesses, John's testimony to the resurrection. Previously, we heard about faith, as highlighted in John's teaching, which is the center on our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and his redeeming work. The Holy Spirit's changing role in the lives of Christians is constantly repeated in John's writings. And John also has an emphasis on the fruit of the Spirit and the changed lives because of God's power helps us to understand the Holy Scriptures, to lead to a conviction and repentance, and fostering a special community and unity among believers. This is all part of faith. These actions are not products of our sinful human nature, no, but they're manifestation of the Holy Spirit's work within us. So whenever we see these things, we should take good confidence that, yes, God resides within us. So let's continue with 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. So John clearly names that he has seen that Jesus is the Son of God, that the Heavenly Father has sent Jesus into this world to be the Savior of this world. It is important for us as Christians to understand this because we need to realize and put our trust and confidence in Christ, and these eyewitnesses help us to do that. You see, there were over 500 people who had witnessed the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So let's just put that in perspective for today's world. What would happen if 500 people walked into a courtroom and said that this particular event happened? More than likely, the court would rule, well, if these 500 people saw it, then it probably did happen. And this is a beautiful understanding for the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, because it did happen. And as Christians, we put a lot of confidence in that. Whereas the world still thinks that Christianity is a myth. But we got over 500 witnesses. And so John here is adding that he is an eyewitness. He was there. And so this verse brings us even more confidence, especially the world around us, thinking that it's a figment of our imagination. Now, when we consider that when the devil is trying to convince us to doubt what the Bible has to say, these eyewitnesses come up and remind us, no, we believe and trust in what God's word has to say. So for believers, there's a beautiful confirmation that the resurrection is not a myth. There's also an extra source of comfort to know about the reliability of the Holy Scriptures, because the testimony of these many eyewitnesses contribute to the beautiful reliability of Holy Scriptures. So the gospel, which records the resurrection accounts and a lot of other teachings and miracles of Jesus, are indeed true. Because John said he saw them, and he knows Jesus to be the Son of God. So, as Christians, we can feel a personal connection to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We get to see it through the lens of John, and he writes to us about the implications of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ in this letter. So as we read the Gospels, as we hear the testimony coming from John in this letter, be assured that these things happened. And what John would say at the end of his Gospel, that these are written so that you may believe and trust in Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of the world. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.